Awesome. Well, let me get your name and title for our record, please.
Sure. Dr. Zorba Pastor. I am a clinical professor of family medicine, University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Doctor, I understand you want to let people know about gout and essentially what the disease is. Some people think is no longer an issue or kind of off the table. What is the public's perception of this, and what do you think they really should know about the disease?
Well, their perception is that it's an old disease because Louis XIV had it, and Ben Franklin had it, and Thomas Jefferson had it, and they were old. But in fact, gout is a new disease. It's on the rise. As our wastes have expanded, our gout has also expanded. And there are between 4 and 5 million people actually have gout in the U.S. and suffer from it. So it's not an old disease. It's a new disease. And it is not caused by diet, which is sort of the old thought that it was caused by diet. It's a metabolic disturbance. We don't process certain things in our body correctly, and we produce something called uric acid. And it's a byproduct of metabolism. We either produce too much or we don't excrete enough of it. Builds up in our joints, and that's when the joints become painful, and that's gout.
Yeah, you mentioned the expanding waistlines. Now, am I right to believe that it is somewhat attributed to an unhealthy lifestyle?
Well, what we know is this. We know that the physician's health study that came out a number of years ago showed that men who gained about 20 to 25 pounds over a 10-year period had about twice the chances of developing gout. So we know that lifestyle plays a role. Eating just too much food, being heavier, seems to be a factor. Eating a lot of high fructose corn syrup appears to be a factor, and so on. But the primary disturbance is not that. The primary disturbance is it's a metabolic disturbance, an inherited trait for most people. So a lot of people are heavy and don't have gout, but clearly that plays a role because it's on the rise. Diet is the minor player in terms of the treatment, but it certainly is one of the reasons that, obesity is one of the reasons why we have more gout today than we ever had before.
And, doctor, is gout something we test for, or how does that work?
Well, first of all, the way you essentially test, find out if you have gout, is you've got some sort of a joint that hurts you. Generally, 50% of the time, it's the great toe. So a red, hot, swollen great toe, intense pain happening over a period of, maybe a couple of hours to 24 hours, and a physician can tell whether or not you have gout. Now, the gold standard is putting a needle in that red-hot swollen toe and seeing if there are crystals in there. That's only done maybe 1% of the time, and usually it's done if the clinical picture isn't perfect, in other words, if you're not sure. If you measure uric acid, 2 weeks later, not immediately after the attack, because then it's often low because the uric acid has gone into the joint, but 2 weeks later, the uric acid will be high. And so the treatment is made by a combination of things: the right history, physical examination by the doctor, testing for uric acid a couple of weeks later, and you can make what's called the presumptive diagnosis of gout. And once you make that diagnosis, then you determine what treatment you're going to take.
Doctor, that's all I have for questions. I appreciate you joining us. Go ahead and add any final comments. There's something we didn't cover here.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I think the most important thing to cover is that you've got to get the uric acid low enough, certainly to the point 6.0. And many people who have gout flares believe they have their flares because of their lifestyle, when in fact they're undertreated. There's a new drug in the market called Euloric, the first new drug in 40 years. And at the 80 milligram dose, it's far more effective than the old drug called allopurinol that was on before. So if you're flaring with gout, don't blame your lifestyle. Blame the fact that you're probably undertreated and not taking enough medication to lower that uric acid so that it'll be a number low enough so that you won't have gout flares.
Hey, appreciate your time today. Have a good day.
Pleasure. You too.
Thank you. Bye.